Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, Al, in the last 40 years, I want to say, Chianti has gone from being a wine with a straw basket around the neck and pretty awful.
Right.
To somebody decided that, hey, there's some good stuff to be done here.
Mm-hmm.
And Chianti is one of my favorite red wines these days.
Me too. But I will say that when you get under the $20 range, it can be hit or miss.
Yeah.
Luckily, though, I found three Chiantis that were fabulous. And the most expensive was $25. The other two are $18.
Okay.
And each one had its own character, which was really, really rewarding. Let's start with the biggest and fullest one. It was Fattoria Rodano.
Okay.
2016. A very nice but young Chianti Classico. The aroma had whiffs of tobacco and black cherry, which carry into the flavor. That's quite typical.
Yep.
But the main feature of the wine was this dense, compact core of fruit. This is what you get with a lot of young, big wine.
Mm-hmm.
So it was there. The fruit was all there, but it was very tightly wound. And if you had decanted this 2 hours before and let the glass of wine sit there for a couple hours, it would open up
mm-hmm.
nicely. And actually, with one of the glasses, that's exactly what I did. It definitely is going to improve with age. But if you want, for drinking right now, a big Chianti, this is the one to go with, because there's a lot of big Italian cheeses that would match up perfectly with this, or big Italian salamis.
That's super.
It is. Now, here's Grignano Chianti Rufino, which is one of the subregions of the mm-hmm. Chianti area, 2015. This is $18. This Rufino is more ready to drink and also a little bit lighter than the Rodano. The overall impression delivered both by the aroma and the flavor is an earthy autumnal wine with notes of a lot of dark berries.
Okay.
So it suggests a kind of a medieval Italian tapestry. So that's what you put it, you know. That's what goes off in my mind.
That's great.
It's a lot of fun. The tannins in this case are very, very mild, and Chianti can be a little bit tannic.
It can be a little hard sometimes.
Yeah, but these were very mild.
Sangiovese can have a lot of structure.
Despite this depth of flavor, it was a very light wine, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So it's a nifty trick when you can do that.
Yeah.
And I liked it very much. I think this would go with just about any tomato-based dish you can think of. You know, it's going to work. Okay. No question about it. Now, the one that really tickled me and I found to be totally delightful was San Felice Chianti Classico 2017. Now, this is the youngest of the wines that I tasted, but it was already the most approachable and also the lightest.
Okay.
So this was just an incredibly graceful wine, no more than medium-bodied. And I liked it a great deal. The aroma is really quite forward. There were cherries and leather with a touch of vanilla going on. And it had this elegance, this tastiness that went in this kind of graceful format. I liked it a lot. And the tannins that were there were really in their right place, properly supporting everything.
Mm-hmm.
So San Felice, I thought, was just a delightful wine for drinking right now. And I really highly recommend it. So we're going to put all of these things on the website. People can look them up. And there's indications about how you can find these. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.